everybody. Welcome back. I just had a terrible thought. It's the only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Yeah?
I have a song I'd like to sing for you.
Please do. Take it away, Kyle.
Okay. It goes like this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. It goes, oh, oh, BMO, how'd you get so pregnant? Who's the mother? Oh, who's the father? Shh, I'll tell you if you keep it a secret. We will. All right. Last night, an electric presence came into my room and said, BMO, I need your perfect body to host the human incarnation of a baby. What do you think?
Not my type of genre.
I can't get this song out of my head. It's from Adventure Time, which I assume you've never seen.
No!
It's a cartoon for cool dudes, so that explains it. I want to show you this clip, because I love it, and it's way cuter, despite all odds.
This is the thing, though, about shows like Adventure Time. Every post about this that I read...
Oh, I know.
...is just sucking its fucking dick. So I almost feel...
I understand.
I have to love it.
I was talking about this.
Looking for what things to love about it.
I was talking about this with ex-roommate John. Yeah. I went out for pizza with him earlier tonight, and we were talking about Adventure Time because I was telling him I had this song stuck in my head, and he was saying he'd never seen it, and I told him for the longest time I wouldn't watch it because it kept seeing people sucking its dick all over the place, and it seemed to me like most of the people I saw talking about how great Adventure Time was were like the kind of people who had a DeviantArt page that they updated all the time. And I know that there are people listening who have DeviantArt pages and they're going to be like, oh, well, you're a certain kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I don't always trust your taste, but I do like Adventure Time. I eventually watched it and I do like it. I've seen all the episodes now and you have to see this because it's the best and you're going to love it.
It's going to unify us all.
And it's cuter when BMO does it on the show, which goes against what you would expect, since everything I do is the cutest.
Oh, oh, BMO, how'd you get so pregnant? Who's the mother? Oh, who's the father? Shh, I'll tell you if you keep it a secret. We will. All right, last night, an electric presence came into my room and said, BMO, I need your perfect body to host the human incarnation of a baby.
And then it's aborted.
Okay.
See, isn't it great?
It's,
this weird little Game Boy computer looking thing dancing around singing about being pregnant with a red Solo cup with an egg in it taped to its stomach. And then the egg breaks.
I know.
Because a butterfly aborted that baby.
This is crazy because how old are we? Like 30?
Yeah.
And this is our humor. But you can't explain it. It's that type of humor. You go to your grandma. You go to a homeschooled friend. And you try to explain why it's funny. You'll play it for them. They're like, I don't get it.
Oh,
but you're in the background, like, rolling in tears and shitting yourself.
Oh, who's the father? Shh. I'll tell you if you keep it a sweet treat. We will.
Kisses the egg.
All right, last night, an electric presence came into my room and said, I need your perfect body to host the human incarnation of a baby.
I need your perfect body. I need your perfect body. Oh, I love it. I can't stop. I've been playing this clip over and over and over again for myself.
Have you?
And like last night I was trying to go to bed and it kept going through and I would just lay there in bed singing it.
Really?
If you keep it a secret, we will. All right. Last night an electric presence came into my room and said, BMO, I need your perfect body to host the human incarnation of a baby. It's great.
Oh, man.
It's my new favorite thing. I added it to the front page of the website. It's you know the little slider thing at the side that says like, check out M's fan fiction, and if you want turtle shirts, then suck a dick. Well, there's a third slide now, and it's just that video.
Oh, wow. Why not?
Because I love it. It's my new favorite thing. I want this whole show to just be about that clip. We'll just play it over and over again and talk about how much I love it.
I don't want you to play anything for me or mention anything, just yes or no, since you've seen it all.
Oh, BMO.
Is it like, are there a ton of these things that are just funny as shit?
Oh, sure.
For no reason.
I'll tell you.
Okay,
don't do it.
No, I got it.
We'll do this forever.
We will.
This is the Adventure Time episode where I just act like a real giant faggot and make Orion watch. Okay.
Here we go. All right, BMO. We're back in an hour. You sure you don't need anything from the Grocery Kingdom?
No, I don't need anything. Thank you. Okay, goodbye, Finn and Jake.
Bye, BMO.
Yeah, see you later, BMO.
The BMO's home alone, climbing a ladder, going into the bathroom with a stool, climbing up on the stool to look in the mirror.
Finn? Jake?
Making sure he's home alone.
Well, hello there. Oh, hello. Who are you? My name is Football. What's yours? I am BMO. BMO, are you a robot? Oh, no, Football. I am a little living boy. Oh, that sounds wonderful, BMO. Will you teach me about being alive? Yes, Football. Watch me.
So BMO's talking to him / herself in the mirror.
Oh!
I'm trying to eat soap. Bang, bang on the face.
What are you doing, BMO?
Pouring a glass of water.
Fantastic! Oh, thank you, Football. It's really nice.
See, man? I told you.
This is nuts. Plus, he's using my toothbrush.
No, man. That's my toothbrush.
Oh, BMO, how can I...
Prove that BMO does weird junk when nobody's around.
Okay. Wow.
BMO's the best.
All right. I'm sold. I have to watch this.
All right.
Never will.
Show over. Let's go watch Adventure Time.
Yep.
So I've been watching that clip over and over and over again, and as such, I've had no time to do anything else. Yeah. I've called in
all
to
week?
Work every day this
all week.
Yeah, I can't come in. Why? BMO. Why'd you get so pregnant? They never understand, but I have the sick days. On the topic of music, mm-hmm. I'm kind of supposed to have a song for everybody this week, and I am ashamed, deeply ashamed to say that I do not.
Nobody's surprised. I'm not.
Well, this is the first one that's
the creative
taken me
aspect.
More than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes. So it should be kind of a surprise. For a while there, I was getting one done a week. Then it was like one every 2 weeks. This will be the first one where it's the third week when you get a song. So
everybody's falling into routine and getting cozy.
Well, the problem is this is supposed to be the Chrono Trigger song,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. You know, I love Chrono Trigger. That's the problem. The problem is, see, I hate all of you. So when I have to write songs about you, it's easy. I just go, let's see. Bames is a shithead and he sucks fat dicks. How do I make that rhyme? And that's all. That's what it is.
That's it. Yep.
But when I have to write a song about Chrono Trigger, it's like, it's good. Time travel happens. I don't know how to do it. I've been thinking hard about it for 2 weeks, and I can't find an angle to approach this thing.
Do you
from.
Have nothing, or
do you want to? You want to hear what I've got? A little sneak peek.
Because I think whatever you have, you should scrap and start fresh.
Well, this is going to sound like I've done nothing, because I kind of have done nothing except think about it. Yeah. This is all I've done, all I've actually created.
Yeah,
and I created this today.
All right.
So okay. And this is what it is. This is basically just a recreation of some of the music from Chrono Trigger. Mm-hmm.
That's the go-to. That's what I do.
Because the one thing that I knew I wanted to do was somehow use some kind of some of the music from the game.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I don't know, it just makes sense to do that. But this is it. This is all I've made.
Then you gotta get serious, yeah.
But I don't know. I
can't get that tune.
Well, I mean, I could use a different tune from the game, but the problem isn't like the tone of it. The problem is, I don't know what to say about the stupid game. Do I recount the story? Do I give like an abridged version of the tale? Or do I talk about how much I like the game? Or do I try to find an angle to make fun of the game from? Like things I don't like about it? Or
cite certain aspects, but exaggerate and make up silly things?
I don't know. I nothing is coming to me, and it's disturbing. I did make one other tune this week that has nothing to do with anything. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
I can explain what I was doing, but it makes no sense. This is the tune that I made. Yeah, let's get this going.
Makes me want to lick my lips.
There's not a lot more variation than this. This is pretty much it. It's just a happy little tune. Now, the reason I made this is partly because I was thinking really hard about making a Chrono Trigger song, and nothing was coming to me. So instead, my mind started to wander to other things. This song is titled Bug. The reason it's titled Bug is because I had an idea for an animation. Something I never do. I don't animate things, and if I were to do it, it would take me quite a while just to get a short thing done. So clearly, I should start that project while I'm in the middle of something somebody paid for. So I was experimenting. I made that as like a little background tune for it. I'm not saying I'm going to make this animation. In fact, I almost certainly won't.
Yeah.
But that is what I was doing. Let me see if I can. I don't know if I can open this while I've got an Audacity window recording. Looks like I can. Okay, so I created a thing. Just playing around. Let's see. So I was doing some. This would be the voice acting that would be in the cartoon. It would be paced slightly differently, mm-hmm. but this is what it would be.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's your old pal, Kyle. It's the next morning now. Right here, I screwed up. I was going to play all these cool clips of hilarious bug dialogue that I had written. And I did. But the problem is, when I did that, it, unbeknownst to me, stopped the recording session. And so, a big chunk of the show got cut out. And you missed it. Let that be a lesson to you. You gotta come listen live, you jerks. And now back to the show.
What do we have?
We're recording again. Oops.
Oh, man.
I don't know where we left off.
We'll have to.
But I'm pretty sure we lost all of the stuff about that.
Oh, no.
All that stuff about that bug.
It was so silly.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. You're missing out. That's why you gotta listen live.
Mm-hmm.
It was so
Period.
Good. I think the music is in there. It's the voice acting stuff that got cut out. Oh, well, it's not a big deal. It's not really that cool. It was just me showing or playing for the listening audience the reason I can't get anything done. Just a typical
to
example
this day,
of why I can't ever get anything done. Other things that happened this week that distracted me. They didn't really distract me. They just gave me an excuse to be distracted. I had a hilarious misadventure this week.
Yeah.
Not like I went out and did stuff that went horribly wrong. Yeah, I had a hilarious misadventure right here from the comfort of my own home. You know this beautiful t-shirt, which I'm wearing again, with the cool raccoon with the rainbow tail that yes. I got? I was like, hey, internet, buy me this. And then Eris, the patron saint of the internet, bought it for me because he's a sweet boy. Well, I was inspired to do that because our buddy M had posted this lanyard she wanted from the same website. Mm-hmm. And she had said, internet, buy me this. Well, when I got the shirt, I was like, well, fuck. I don't think the internet bought M that lanyard. And it's considerably cheaper than the shirt. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I got M's address. It's on that. I've still got that stupid. It's not stupid. Whatever. Mm-hmm. The envelope thing that the calendar she sent me, the castle calendar, yes. came in.
Yeah.
So I've got M's address. So I'll send her a surprise present.
Ooh.
So I went on that website and I ordered the lanyard and I sent it to that address. And then I got a tracking number and I tracked it and it showed up. It got delivered.
There. I was gonna ask.
So
so exciting.
It got delivered and. I kept expecting to see something from M on Twitter. Not to me, because she wouldn't have known where it came from. But just like, oh my God, I got this thing. Or, what the fuck, guys? I got this thing. Or something. Just, I got this thing. And I didn't see anything. And then the second day, I didn't see anything. So I direct messaged M on Twitter. I was like, did you check your mail recently? And she Skype messages me. And she's like, did you try to mail me something? And she's typing all these emoticons with sweat drops. And I'm yeah, maybe, why? And she's like, what address did you use? You didn't use the address from the package I sent you, did you?
What?
And I was like, yeah. And she's like, that was actually a friend's address.
Oh.
And they don't even live there anymore.
No!
Apparently she was nervous about giving her address out
yeah.
just to anybody.
It's us.
Which Jesus, no, I mean you. That's fine. But of course, you know, of course, this is. I never do nice things for anyone ever. Mm-hmm. I just don't. So the one time I'm like, I'm gonna do a nice thing, and I'm gonna make it fun. I'm gonna make it a little surprise. I might if she had acknowledged that she got it, I might not have said anything ever.
Yeah.
I might have just never revealed where it came from. Because I didn't really care. That wasn't the point. The only reason I asked about it was because it seemed like she didn't get it. So
and there was a problem. Yeah.
So of course, you know, of course it would go down that way. Mm-hmm. Like I thought about it ahead of time too. I was like, maybe she moved and I didn't hear anything about it. I'm not like tracking M's every move. Maybe she moved. Or
what
maybe
are the odds, though,
maybe she put a fake address on it. Or
yeah.
But oh come on, what are the odds? Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like. Why would I let that stop me from doing a nice thing?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it didn't work out. And then, to make matters worse, I then made M feel bad and uncomfortable because then she's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Oh.
It is her fault.
It's not her fault. It is not her fault. Don't put that on her. She had no idea that sending me a thing meant I was going to try to send her a thing without telling her about it later.
Indirectly her fault?
No,
she didn't mean to be
not her fault in
a
any
huge
way.
Pitch.
This is
I'm just kidding.
You're
I'm
like speaking
kidding.
Her inner monologue now.
It is my fault. Oh.
So, I try to do a nice thing. I try to send a gift,
and you spend
and
money.
And it turns into guilt. No, I don't care about that. I spent money. It turns into it completely defeated the purpose. Like here's a thing to make you happy, but now it's turned into a thing to make you nervous or stressed out,
super
or guilty or whatever.
Guilt.
So yeah. Then she's talking about how she's going to go to the apartment office,
oh, man,
like at the
awkward.
Place that I sent it to, thinking maybe it will have ended up in the office, which I doubt
yeah.
because it should fit in a mailbox just fine, even
yeah.
an apartment mailbox. I ended up sending her another one because I don't want to send you all around town on a scavenger hunt.
That's
but of
nice,
course,
yeah.
of fucking course, this is why you don't ever do nice things for people.
I was going to say, yeah.
Don't do it because the world... will not cooperate. So that's why I'm not nice to people.
Yeah. Yesterday was the last straw for me. As soon as I came into work, I'm coming around a corner and there's a little old lady. I could have cut her off like a dick because I gotta get to the back and punch in for the day. But I halted like were cars, and I waited. She had the right of way, and she saw me, but parked her cart right in front of me, so I couldn't go anywhere other than back where I came from and go all the way around. Huge bitch. That's when I was like, you know what? Never again. The same with homeless people.
Yeah, fuck them.
People asking for a few bucks at the gas station.
Yep, fuck
them. You know, I tried! All of you! I fuck tried! Em. And you, it just took one too many to make me stop. Which won't change anything, you know. The world will not plunder into darkness because I'm no longer going to help anyone, but god damn it. Last straw.
Yep. Fuck them all. From now on, I just take.
Yep. So Kyle had the experience. I had the experience this week. Yeah.
And not even fuck the people like that I try to be nice to. Just fuck the world for making it difficult to be nice.
Yeah.
Fuck the world, does. Man.
Yeah.
It does. Mm-hmm. I'm done with it. I'm done being nice to anyone ever. Someone call in so I can be mad at you.
I got something.
Okay. It's not like I don't have anything. It's just like there's no easy transition to anything. But yeah, okay, what's up?
For about 6 years, I've been looking for my childhood, a couple of childhood friends.
Sure.
They were brothers. And they were cool because we were little, and when I went over to their house, it felt comfortable. When I'd go to other friends' houses, their house was like pristine, and their parents were like, take your fucking shoes off before you come in. And I felt like I couldn't move as soon as I woke up from the sleepover.
Yeah,
I wake
that's
up
the worst.
And I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to go out in the, you know, I feel like I'll get in trouble no matter what I do.
Yeah, I could be totally fine at another kid's house until the next morning. Mm-hmm. If I wake up before everybody else, or if they wake up before me but leave the room and I'm just there,
they could be gone.
And I don't know what,
you don't want to go find them. It's not your house.
Yeah, and I come wandering out and they're all like eating scrambled eggs or something. Yeah, yeah. And like, they've all got napkins in their laps and they're sitting at the table together with their elbows off the table. Like, fuck you.
Yeah. Don't bite the
Let's fork. Eat in front of the TV.
But these friends were, their house was a big house, but they had a lot of property and it was all like a junkyard. They just had, it was the coolest thing for a kid because you could just wander their property and there's like a, it's like an episode of Hoarders.
Yeah, so they were weirdo hoarders, but for a
but
kid,
not
it
inside.
Was awesome.
The inside was not great, but not, you know, packed with shit.
Yeah.
It was a little cluttered, just like my house, but my house was worse. Their parents didn't give a shit about, you know, eating dinner and watching TV or eating food, like, oh, we're going to order a pizza and you can play video games while we do it. You don't have to come to the fucking table type shit. And I'm like, that, god damn it. I won't even message them, but I just want to see, because I'm curious, you know, what they look like. I don't know. Oh. If anything, the bare minimum. What do they look like today? What are they doing? And forever, I could not find them on Facebook, and it bugged me. Like, neither of them. And I knew their parents' names, looked them up. There's nothing. And this is going through, like, you look up their name, and of course it's a common name. Their last name was Krasinski.
Oh.
Which isn't common, but when you look it up, there's like page 1 of 600. You know, Christ. And for years, I'd look and check in here and there. And then finally, this week, I was given enough time to really spend a ridiculous amount of time looking into this because it was bugging me. It was bugging me. And so I'm like, am I spelling their last name wrong? Because it seems super common. Why would it be spelled differently? Anyway, I went to like some people search website and looked up their mom, And because I mentioned something to my mom, I'm like, you remember, you know, those kids and that lady? You were like good friends with their mom, you know? She's like, oh, yeah, she still lives in the same house, you know, to this day. So I'm like, oh, okay, if I look up her name and she lives in the same town, if some listing comes up, the same town, which it did, I'm like, jackpot!
Yeah.
And I had been spelling their last name completely wrong. Of course!
Well, that explains
that. So I type in the right spelling, blah, blah, blah. I type in their first names and I find them, but then I'm like, what the? It's like I just came. And I'm like, what did I just do? What time is it? It's 4 hours went by. What do I, like, met Adam as a friend? No, I'll just look.
You could.
Just look through their pictures. Oh, they're all blocked. You have to add them as a friend.
Did they have profile pictures you could see at least?
Yeah, but they weren't of them.
Of course.
Both brothers. And, so I brought it up to Aldi the next day, and I'm like, should I add him? What do you think? I just, you know. She's like, fuck yeah, why not? Who cares, you know? And I'm like, what if, this is my biggest fear, and it's not really a fear. It's just an awkward, I feel like, slime. Like, I'll add them and be like, hey, and they're like, I have no idea who you are. And I'll be like, remember, we had sleepovers. This was my mom. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's coming back, but I don't remember. I have like no memory of any sleepover or any time we hung out. Okay, well, see ya. Meant a lot to me, but whatever. You know.
I don't see why
sappy shit. And I know it's just nostalgia, and I don't know.
I don't see why that's so terrible.
I know. But I don't know. So, I haven't added them yet. I haven't done anything. But I spent, the point to the story is that I spent a ridiculous amount of time looking for them, but I'm not going to tell them that. I'm just going to add them and be like, hey, found you.
Yeah.
You know.
That's fine.
But they'll never know, like, how much time I put into looking for them because I care
because you love them so much.
Because I love them so much. Yeah, basically. Christ.
Are you hoping to hook back up and hang out at their mom's house?
No, not at all. I just wanted to say hey. That's all. That's all.
I care Jesus, so I don't much. Know. I just care so much. I just wanted to say hey.
And I have more childhood friends that I'm in the same boat with, you know. But these ones, you know, I'll find. And I'm like, how old was I? Jesus. I barely remember where I was when I was at their house. How the fuck are they going to remember me if I add them and be like, hey, remember when we... Shit, I don't know. I don't really know. I just know we hung out and we were super little. I don't know.
I had these friends when I was like 5. They lived in my apartment complex. Their names were Jack and James. I do not remember their last name. And when I try to remember it, it's like I'm not even sure I ever knew it.
Yeah, that's fair. Why would
I couldn't look them up if I wanted to. I don't know, though. It doesn't usually occur to me to look up like really old childhood friends.
Yeah.
Because it's been so ridiculously long since I've seen them. I'm sure they're completely different people now.
I know, and I don't know where it comes from that I have the urge to connect those bridges so many years later. Who cares, you know? But I kind of do.
Well,
I don't know why, but
I get the curiosity of like wanting to see like how they turned out, what they're like now. Like just get a quick glimpse. Like, oh, so that's what happened to them. But I don't have any desire really to say, hey.
Where would it go? You know, hey. Hey, remember? Yeah, I remember.
Yep.
Goodbye.
There was a time. Jack and James were funny. I think they had like a broken home or something, like like an abusive parents or something. And I just didn't know it.
Yeah.
Because they always seemed kind of hard for kids, you know, like hardened criminals. And I remember there was one time.
Street smart.
We were all playing. The apartment complex had like a little playground, and we were all playing on the playground. And they had a mouthwash bottle, and they were drinking it.
Okay.
And they told me what was in the bottle was a mixture of water and toothpaste, which is, I guess, better than drinking mouthwash, but not by a ton. It's still not good.
Yeah.
But so we were all drinking this clear... It could have been schnapps of some kind, for all I know. Mm-hmm. But we were all drinking this clear, minty liquid on the playground.
Wow.
And, like, that's something... Like, I was five. Like, I think one of them might have been older than me, but at most he was seven.
But it still had that feeling of, like, wow, this is naughty. I could...
Well, it is pretty naughty for kids that little. Like,
toothpaste
basically...
Toothpaste
and water. Even if it was that, like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, where did you even get the idea... It felt to me like, thinking back on it, it feels to me like we were all sneaking booze on the playground, even if that's not what it was. And I remember their parents were watching me one time, like babysitting, and one of them said a naughty word. I don't even remember what it was. I don't think it was like fuck or shit or anything like that. I want to say it was like maybe he took the Lord's name in vain or maybe something as benign as crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I had always heard people say, I'll wash your mouth out with soap. I had never witnessed it.
Oh, no.
But they washed his mouth out with soap.
Oh, my God.
And he cried. It's the only time I've ever seen
that. We're
going
to raise you right.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. They were bad news. But that that you said that one house was like a junkyard kind of outside.
Yeah. Yep.
What kind of stuff was out there? Like old car parts or?
There was like stacks of hubcaps. You know, cool to look at. Walk by it. But then they had this swimming hole, like where a swimming pool would have been built.
Okay.
But it was just all dirt, and it was filled with bottles, like glass bottles, like. Not filled to the brim, but, you know, like a good, it was like a six, shit. As a kid, it looked like it was 20 feet deep, but it was probably only 6 feet deep.
Did you jump like in it like end? Scrooge McDuck?
No.
In we just, his money bin?
We stood at...
Spitting hypodermic needles into the air?
We stood a safe distance away, but where we were standing, there were piles of beer bottles.
So
brown beer bottles.
Like throw the beer bottles into the pit.
And we would throw them into the pit, and it was the coolest thing. I never thought, like, is dad a heavy drinker? Like, holy shit. Like, holy shit.
There's a body under all those bottles.
Oh, my God. And at the time, and I wasn't thinking about this as a kid, but even at the time, way back then, I think there was, maybe not, but a deposit. On the bottles. I don't know when that started.
10
cents
was.
A bottle. There had to have been like hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in bottles just on their property. Some mostly broken, but
well,
God damn. Broken because of us.
The bottles may have been worth money, but the joy of throwing bottles at other bottles and watching them break in a giant pit full of bottles is priceless.
Yeah. And, I never, like, met their dad. Their dad was, like, a cartoon type. All I ever witnessed of him was, like, waist down. And he was like, go to bed, you know. But I never looked way
It's all he
up.
Ever said. You'd come over and he'd wander through the room, go to bed.
Yeah.
And then the other kids that you were hanging out with would be like, ah, ignore him. Let's go out and throw bottles into the bottle pit.
But I do remember we were trying to go to sleep because he told us, or they like, he like opened the door and I didn't look at him. And he was like, go to bed. So we're like, we're going to bed, but not really. Oh, we're staying up and whispering. But then I hear this sound of like, just, psh, psh, and I'm like, what is that? And they're like, oh, my dad has a condition where he has to shit out of his stomach.
Oh, he had a colostomy
into
bag.
Into a paper bag or some kind of bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what he came home from work, told us to go to bed, and he was shitting in a bag. All right. Vividly remember that as terrifying. I don't know why. Like, what do you mean he's shitting out of his stomach? Because I didn't think of it as like, oh, shit happens with the body. You know, I'm thinking like, what does he look like? Really? I mean, oh, God. Jesus.
Well, it doesn't sound like this was exactly the same thing, but when you mentioned a junkyard, it reminded me of how much I loved the idea of junkyards when I was a kid. Like, you'd see them in movies or TV shows or whatever, and they always seemed like some kind of playground paradise to me, which is so silly. Like, I don't know if all kids, maybe all kids feel that way about junkyards, but like, you, I think parents would look at the junkyard and think about their kids going there and be like, oh, it's just a haven for disease and like horrible injuries, just cars precariously balanced on top of each other. One's going to fall off and crush my kid and give him hepatitis.
Yep.
But when I was a kid, whenever I would see a junkyard, I just wanted to be there. And I, the one of the main reasons that I love the idea of a junkyard, partially it was just the atmosphere. Like, it, it's like a badass playground. But part of it was that I, for some reason, I thought if you let me loose in a junkyard, I could invent anything. I must have saw like TV shows or movies or something where people would go to the junkyard to get parts and then like make crazy inventions.
Yeah.
That must be where I got it from. But I thought, like, if I was let loose in the junkyard, I could invent spaceships, time machines. Man, I could make anything. I could build the turtle van.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to plan inventions. And they were all stupid and wouldn't work. But, like, at one point, I wanted to build a turtle van.
Yeah.
Like, one that I could actually, it would be kid-sized, kind of like a Power Wheels. Mm-hmm. But I could get in it and I could drive it around. My plan consisted of getting a hold of four box fans, you know, the rectangular fans you put in your house, taking them apart and making the fan part, like putting tires on the fan part instead of the fan blades and using those for the wheels. Like mounting those to like a board.
Yeah.
And then like building boards up around it for the sides and stuff. And that clearly the motors in a box fan will propel me right down the street.
That's adorable.
But I had like drawings of my plans how this was going to work. I never got anywhere on it because where was I going to get any of these materials? But I love that kind of shit.
I think the aspect of the junkyard that attracted me was that it was stuff I could throw around and maybe break and would get mad.
I wanted to make stuff. You wanted to break stuff.
But I that was like the initial feeling. I know later on I felt the same way as you, and it was after, it might have been later, after the Explorers movie came out.
Oh, yeah.
They built that.
Yeah, they got the Tilt-A-Whirl car.
Yeah.
And they built it into a spaceship, and then they had that magic computer program that made a force field around it.
Yep.
Inspired. That's probably partially what inspired me too. Yeah.
Those fuckers.
It is funny though to think that you wanted to break shit at the at the junkyard, and I wanted to make shit.
It was a cool feeling throwing a bottle and it breaks, and no one's out there yelling at you.
Have you ever actually been to a junkyard?
No, an actual one, no.
I've been to one, and I don't know if it, like, it's not a junkyard like in the movies and stuff.
Yeah.
It was like a salvage yard, which is basically the same thing, but it was all
mostly
from like
cars.
It was all from like, no, it wasn't. It was all like industrial stuff.
Oh, wow.
Like they had an outdoor section and an indoor section, and I think I spent most of my time in the indoor section because I went there with my ex-girlfriend, and I think she was looking for like housewares kind of shit or something. I don't even remember.
A weird like, girl, yeah.
Where can I get cheap faucets? Or I don't know.
Must have been her parents' influence. I'm, like, you can get a real good deal on this shit.
It probably was, yeah. But I'm such a weirdo. Like, even as a grown man, like, I was like, I don't know, 24, 25. we went through there. Mm-hmm. I saw a drinking fountain. They had like pulled it out of an office building or something, and it was just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to buy it. And I wanted, I don't know why. What would I do with it?
Yeah.
I probably could, like, even if I got it and found a place to install it, I don't know how to, how do I route the pipes to it and get it to work correctly? Yeah. But I wanted that because the idea that I could buy a drinking fountain was just too cool to me. I don't know why. I'm nuts.
That's way better than the realization of like walking by at some point in your life, like a package of Oreo cookies, and you're like, I could totally buy these and they're mine.
Yeah.
That kind of feeling. But maybe it's similar to my kind of aspiration to ultimately grow up and build a fort / maybe it'd be a house, because I didn't know it was that hard to get a house when I was a kid or younger, even in my teens. But I would make it similar to the underground base of the Foot Clan.
Yeah, from Ninja Turtles.
Turtles. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was skateboard ramps that. And arcade machines,
yes.
Menthol cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Like, I knew I could grow up and it would never not be cool because the 80s were forever.
You know you have a cool house when there's chain link fences on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever build a fort? Like, not like a blanket fort, but like, did you ever build like a tree house or anything like that?
No.
I never built a tree house. Which is probably good. I can't believe anybody ever let kids build tree houses.
I
mean, kids are not known for their architectural skills, and it's in a fucking tree. climbing the tree. My parents didn't like it when I would climb trees.
Yeah,
that was bad enough.
Get up in their tree but use a hammer and nails.
Yeah, and then like once I'm done with my shitty construction work, just walk around on it like it's a real building.
Like you thought it out early.
I mean, have you seen tree houses that were built by kids? They look like they're going to fall apart any minute. Even in movies and TV shows and stuff, they look rickety. But
yeah.
So I never built a tree house, but when I would go to my aunt and uncle's house, they seemed to let us do more fun stuff outside.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we got a hold of all this scrap plywood. Mm-hmm. And some scraps of carpet and stuff. It was just shit in their garage or something, maybe from a home remodel.
And they're like, have at it?
I guess. Either that or we just didn't ask. But we took it and we built like an addition onto the side of their garage. I don't think we nailed anything into the garage.
That would be great, yeah.
But we nailed these boards together.
Yeah.
And we created this little house. And it had carpet inside.
Oh, wow.
And it had like windows and doors and everything. It was awesome. But we left it up all summer. And it rained sometimes. And mushrooms started growing up through the carpet. Because it was just dirt underneath that carpet we shoved in there.
Yeah.
But it was awesome for weeks. Then it got gross.
Yeah. That's how it goes. But how incredible. God, I really don't know, because I'll never know, how much parents back then appreciated the creativity that came out of their kids. Because these days, there's none. Overprotective parents exist everywhere today, you know. It's like in the news on CNN, you know, they'll talk about how overprotective parents are. But if you go back in time and say some adult witnessed what you guys had built, would they give a shit? Probably not. They'd look at it and be like, oh, that's nice. Can you guys like take it down? Because it's in my yard.
Yeah, I don't think any of the adults.
And that would depend on the person, you know, the adult.
I don't think
seeing that and going, holy shit, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, definitely there was none of that. I don't think any of the adults gave a shit. If anything, they were probably mildly annoyed. Like,
unbelievable.
Why did you do that? But I used to love that kind of stuff. And blanket forts were awesome. I feel like I might have mentioned this on the show before. We might have talked about blanket forts. But I used to build blanket forts at my cousin's house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we do it inside. But once we decided to build the biggest fort we could build, and we decided to do it outside where there was lots of room. And we had ladders that we were using to hold shit up and like kids' tables. Like, did you ever have this kid's table? I had one at my house and my cousins had one at their house. They had this, it was this square table for kids. So it was short and it had clowns on it, I think.
I didn't have that, no.
Anyway.
But I think I know what you're talking about.
So, and it had like little kids' chairs that went with it, and we brought all that stuff outside and hung blankets off of it, and we used sticks to build part of it, I think. Huge blanket fort. It was awesome. And when we would build them inside, we would sometimes use a fan to, we'd have one room that was like a bubble room, and the fan would just, the air from the fan would hold this one room up.
Yeah.
There would be one room that was just a blanket and a fan.
That's
and it was so cool because there were like no supports, but it was still like a room in our fort. We could just go in. Ah.
Even that goes above and beyond what you expect, and it goes so underappreciated. That's just, ugh.
Parents just don't understand, man.
Yeah. And as a kid, you know, you expect that, you know.
I think we brought all the couch cushions outside.
God.
I think at one point, I think my aunt was home when we were doing that. And then eventually my uncle came home and made us take all of it down, take it inside.
Yeah. Terrible.
Probably because of stuff like the couch cushion. Okay. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
At least give it some time.
Why are you ruining my everything?
Yeah. And that just reinforces, you know, parents are the evilest fucks.
Yeah.
They just don't get it. They're separate. They were never born. They just existed and they hated everything fun.
Yep. Parents just don't understand, man.
Yeah.
They're the worst. Hey, Orion.
Yeah.
You want an update on Bullyproof?
Yes.
Bullyproof currently has 4 days to go. Bullyproof, we talked about this last week. It's a Kickstarter project. Guy
ridiculous.
Named Troy Wheat Sr. he wants to make a game called Bullyproof. Druggies and bullies beware, Bullyproof. So he started a Kickstarter. He asked for a modest sum of $30,000. He currently has 4 days to go, 8 backers. He's got $129.
Oh my God, that's more than last week, though.
Yeah, Jesus. It is.
Because it was six backers.
He had $78, I think, last week. Yeah, he has 8 backers. There are 2 comments on his Kickstarter. One says, if you don't back this project, you hate kids and you also hate baby Jesus. Another one says, how is this not funded yet? What about the children? ? There's one update from Troy. Troy says, hi guys, I need help I can get on this project. Our children need this. Please help. Troy Wheat Sr. Now, I mentioned last week that I went to his website, Troy Toys Software.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the store. And the store has his one game that he said in his Kickstarter video isn't finished, but it's available for purchase for $19.95.
And for anyone that has not listened to the last week's episode, the game is just fucking terrible. Just really bad.
It's like a really shitty Flash game.
Really shitty.
With a crappy monkey that dances and horrific inanimate objects asking him questions about like drugs or parents or whatever.
And then, like, a yes or no comes up.
Yeah.
Can doing drugs damage your brain?
Yep.
Yes. Correct.
Terrible.
You've earned a turkey.
just to put it into perspective.
He does animal calls, so clearly he had to make a game. It was God telling him what to do with his life. What I hadn't noticed was there's a Contact Us tab on his Troy Toys Software page.
Mm-hmm.
I clicked on that, and you expect to find... here you can like us on Facebook, and here's our email, and here's our Skype, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Instead, the only thing on the Contact Us page is, if you have any inquiries, please contact our office at 601-304-0252. It's a phone number.
Okay.
That's the only contact information he has. I want to call it.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm guessing... God. That he does not have an office for Troy Toys Software. If he does, I feel like he's really jumping the gun. he's really depending on this Kickstarter. If he has an office. So I'm guessing this is like his home phone number or cell phone, maybe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, home phone.
So maybe
I don't think he has a cell phone.
It's late at night, but maybe, just maybe, we'll get him to pick up all sleepy like.
God, I don't know, Kyle. All right, let's do it. You know, though, I can't say anything because that'll, you know, create suspicion. Am I on some prank call? Some guy's laughing in the background?
Oh, we're fucking roboted. God damn it. Give us a minute. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. And I'm going to try calling Boy Toy Software again.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Troy?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
All right, who's this?
My name is Kyle. I do a radio show. It's called...
No, hang on. You're staticking out, man. Do what?
Oh, my name is Kyle.
Man, do what? Okay, look, let me give you another number and then call... What you... Do I know you?
No, I saw your Kickstarter.
Okay.
And I just... I do a radio show. I was hoping we could ask you a few questions.
Oh, yeah, sure. Are you on now?
Yeah, you're on live.
Oh, wow, sure. Let me get my buddy off the other line. Hang on. Ashton, I'm going to do a radio show right quick, man. I'll call you back. All right, bye. Okay, sir, go ahead.
So we saw your Kickstarter video. I know about the turkey calls, you know, how you got into doing animal noises and stuff.
Yes, sir.
And you said that led you to believe that you needed to make a game.
Right.
I'm wondering if you could maybe elaborate on that at all. Like, how did the animal noises lead to game making?
Say that question part again.
How did doing the animal noises lead to game making for you?
Okay, well, I got into professional turkey calling. And I could do just pretty much. Now, you caught me at a bad time. I'm almost hoarse. You're out of raspy. My voice is. I pretty much can't do much of nothing, right? I can do a couple little sounds for you, but... Not a lot.
Well, you sound
great.
It's
kind of like being a professional singer. You know, you've got to take care of your voice or it ain't going to work right.
Yeah, you got to keep up on that Gatorade.
Anyway, I won 3 Natural Voice World Championships. And when you win 3 World Championships, you gain a lot of respect, you know, and a lot of notoriety, you know. And I'd been doing it a while, and then I got started invited to do entertainment shows with my animal sounds, like for banquets or just, you know, any outdoor events with hunters and hikers and such there, you know. And did that for quite a few years. And in doing that, you know, I mean, it got to where, man, I felt like I was a celebrity status. People was... You know, want to take pictures, sign my shirt, sign my hat. Women want me to sign their boobs, and, you know, wow, man, I'm just an old backwoods boy. Just, you know, God bless to be able to call turkeys, you know. And the kids, oh, Lord, the kids went crazy over it. And, I mean, they would just literally follow me around, you know, want me to do more, you know. And I thought, wow, man, people are just flipping over this, man. You know, and I was, wow, you know, I need to make some kind of game out of this for these kids. But I knew, if you remember CNC, the old round thing, and you pull the string, and it's this is a cow, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And, anyway, just the thing's got to do something besides animal sounds. You know, they got that covered. I can't do that. You know, I'm sure they got copyrights. So I pondered that in my head for many years, actually, probably 10 years or more. And one day I sat down one afternoon. I totally believe God blessed me. I know God blessed me with the ability to do these sounds because I could do them since I was a child. It was just natural. I do it. How I can explain it is I do it like you talk. I think about, you know, I think about what I want to do. I open my mouth and it comes out. You know.
Sure.
I mean, you can't explain how you talk.
Sure,
you know,
same way an animal does it.
I can't explain how I do this. It's just something God blessed me with. And anyway, that afternoon, one afternoon, maybe 14 years ago this September, sit down and watch the TV with my children. I raised 3 children on my own, single parent, from ages 6, 9, and 12, and I did that on disability, less than $1,100 a month. And, of course, you know, I helped myself a lot with the church calling money, too, you know, the entertainment shows. That was a big reason that I, you know, stuck with it like I did, you know, because it subsidized my income some, you know. And if it wouldn't have been so seasonal, it would have been awesome. I could have made a great living at it, a good living, but it was so seasonal, about 4 months, and that was it, you know, it's gone. And, anyway, I sat down that afternoon in September 1999 to watch some TV, and my daughter was flipping a channel, and she came to the Oprah show, and she said, let's see what it's about, Dad, and I said, okay, and actually, it was just going to commercial when she come to it, went to commercial, it come back, and it just come on, and they had these 4 kids sitting there, and Miss Winfrey went to talking, and these children were from 10 to 14. 14 was tops. These children were on heroin, cocaine, pills, pot, alcohol, you name it. These kids were on it.
Man, these kids know how to party.
I'm watching it. And I got my, at that time, about my 9-year-old son and about my 12-year-old daughter sitting there on the sofa with me. And I'm sitting there listening to this and looking. I'm thinking, oh, my God in heaven, that is my baby's age. What would I do if one of my children was on heroin? You know, I'm sitting there watching this show. A game ain't even crossed my mind. I'm just, my mind's being blown by what I'm seeing with these kids. And I'm sitting there watching a show, and I feel sure it was God. All of a sudden, I just jumped up off the couch, best I could jump. And I went to holler, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. And my kids just thought I'd done lost my mind. Dad, what's it? What are you talking about? I said, that's what my game's going to do, y'all. That's what they're going to do. I said, they're going to teach kids about this stuff before they get 10 years old and up. Because, you know, under 10 years old, it's not a real big chance them kids are going to be introduced to drugs, you know. So,
sure.
It just, God gave it to me. I knew at that instant what it would do and how it would do it.
So now you can be the one to introduce them.
Excuse me?
So now you can be the one to introduce them the right way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right, with animal noises.
Oh, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I knew for sure. So I told the children that day, I said, children, our days of living poor is over with. We'll be millionaires in a year. You know, who's not going to want to help me finance this? Who's not going to go on a bike? Everybody is.
Right.
You know, any decent parent. So I started searching and looking and calling and talking. And for the next 12 and a half years, I talked to every lawyer, doctor, banker, you name it. If I met you and you had a real nice car, looked like you might have money, I'd talk to you about it. I was desperate, you know. And I went on and on and on. And you know, 5 years went by, you know, 10 years went by. And, you know, I'm laying in bed one night at about, right about 12-year mark, you know. And I'm laying there and I said, you know, God, I always pray every night when I go to bed. And I said, you know, can I talk to God like I'm talking to you? Okay, he's my father. And I would talk to my father like I'm talking to you.
Sure.
You know? So I talk to God like I'm talking to anybody else. And I said, God, you know, I said, you gave me this a long time ago, you know. And I said, I don't know, you know, what the deal is. I don't know why this has been such a struggle. I don't understand, but God, I'm going to tell you, I'm getting weary, Lord. I've been begging for a long time to people, you know. And I said, I tell you what. I can't do this. I need you to. I said, look, you show me somebody, Lord. Something. I said, I'm going to quit aggravating everybody I meet for a while. And I said, you know, when you get ready, Lord, I'm here. You know, I'm ready. I've been ready for a long time. But now I'm ready to wait until you get ready. And in about 3 months, I got a phone call one day. It was from a local sports center here in town. I live in Natchez, Mississippi.
Okay.
And the lady, and she told me who she was. She told me they were putting on a breast cancer awareness thing, fundraiser, you know. And it was going to be an outdoor setting deal, you know, being a sports center, you know. And she said, we're going to have an amateur turkey calling contest. And there's a couple of the world champion turkey callers. Actually, there's three of us that live here in Natchez that all hold world titles. I've got more than the other two guys, but they do hold one. And you praise God for that. But anyway, she said, you know, we're going to have a little amateur turkey calling contest for the kids 18 and under. And she said, we were wondering if you would come judge it for, help us judge it, you know, because you use 5 judges for a competition. And I said, sure, yes, indeed, I'd love to. You know, because look, 5 guys had sat behind that curtain and listened to me for years for me to get where I was at. I couldn't tell that, no way. I mean, I love to judge contest anyway, you know. I said, yes, indeed, ma'am, I'd love to. She said, okay. And she said, Mr. Troy, I hear you. I said, ma'am, please, just call me Troy. I'm not Mr. Troy, I'm just Troy. She said, okay. She said, I hear you do a really, really nice entertainment show, you know, with your animal sound stuff. And I said, yes, ma'am, you know, I do. And she said, well, how much would you charge to do a show? And I said, well, ma'am, for fundraisers like this, I don't charge. You know, I said, I only charge at competitions and such, you know, where they have money to spend, not where they're trying to raise money, you know, to help somebody. I can't charge something like that, you know. She said, that would just be wonderful, you know. And I said, well, yeah, great. So I went up there, and actually, you know, even going up there and such, the game never crossed my mind. It just never, I had really, and honestly, you know, I had said I turned it over to God a bunch of times. I told him I was, but I turned around and kept taking it back. You know, I turned around and I started trying to take control again. I started trying to find somebody. Well, oh, that guy, let me, you know, I didn't wait for him, lead me. I asked him to, but I kept jumping in front of him. And I went up there that day. And I know, you know, so, pretty much everybody works there. Sports Center, been in there a million times. And this gentleman working there named Chip, very nice gentleman. And I was sitting, a friend of mine is back, they had a band playing, and saw stuff all outside, booze and stuff. And Troy Landry from Swamp People was there doing autographs and stuff. And I did a couple pictures. But Chip walked up, the guy that worked there, and we talked a minute, and he said, Troy, do you know, and I'm not going to say the gentleman's name, because I'm going to finish the story, and you'll see why I don't want to mention a man's name. I don't believe in dogging people out.
Okay.
I don't care if they done wrong, I don't believe in that. But anyway, you ever met this gentleman? I said, no, I've never heard of that name, Chip. And he said, well, you need to meet this guy. He said, come on, he's a great guy, good guy. He lives right by you. I said, where at by me? And I knew there was a guy not far from me that had a big deer farm with a high fence, and I'd seen the elk and the red stag and antelope, axis deer, fallow deer, white tail, black tail. You know, it was evident that man had money, you know. But it was also evident to me now that I had to stop taking a lead. And he said, come on, he's right over here. He said, come on, meet him. And actually, the gentleman was boiling coffee. He had, you know, doing a donation. Very rich man, come to find out. And he introduced me to him, you know. And we sat down there for a little while. And we talked, you know. Chip told him, you know, Troy's a three-time world champion, all this stuff, you know. And the guy had hunted everything in the world, pretty much, all over the world. But he never hunted turkeys. And we were talking, and he said, you know, what would you charge me to take me turkey on? And I said, well, sir, I said, I don't charge anymore. Oh, I can't do a donkey now that you won't do it. But, the gentleman asked, what would I charge to take him turkey hunting the coming spring, you know? And I said, well, sir, I don't charge anymore. I said, I guided for a lot of years, but I said, I became disabled, and my back is just in really horrible shape. And I said, I can't hunt past about 9 o'clock. And I said, I can't charge nobody, you know, if I can't perform at 100%. And I said, but I will be more than happy to go with you. And okay, you know, and we just, you know, got talking. And I was telling him about all the different animal sounds I could do.
How'd you get so pregnant? Who's the mother? Oh, who's the father? Shh. I'll tell you if you keep it a secret. We will. All right, last night, an electric presence came into my room and said, Bimo, I need your perfect body to host the human incarnation of a baby.
Yay! That was great. Oh, hey, you know what was one of the highlights of my career? Turkey calling. Of course, the 3 world championships and the national title. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, who was that?
That was my co-host.
Okay. anyway, that was, you know, the highlights of four of the major highlights of my career. But, you know, one of the biggest highlights and the one of the most memorable was a standing ovation for about 3 solid minutes from over 1,100 people. It was at a Grand Nationals banquet, and actually in the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. And that was really cool. But anyway, you know, I'm talking to this gentleman. I'm telling him about, you know, all these different animal sounds and some haunting stories. And he said, man, you need to make a game out of this. And I just, my jaw dropped. And I just kind of froze for a minute. He looked at me, he said, what? I said, dude, I have. I've been looking for an investor for 12 years.
So this is perfect. So now you've met someone who's on the same wavelength.
I thought. But you see, the devil comes in lamb clothing. She's clothing a lot of
people. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So I get to know this gentleman, of course, quickly. You know, this man's awful. He is a huge man in the oil business. The poor guy only makes $43 million a year. You know, man, I feel terrible for people like that, you know. So anyway, you know, this guy said, yeah, man, hey, yeah, I want to back you. Look, hey, we're going to do this right. We're going to do this right, man. Yeah, man, whatever it takes. I'm like, okay, hey, great, you know. Praise God, my prayer's been answered, you know. I know you feel any part of me, God. I know this is the right one. I know it is. So we start working on things, you know, and I, you know, found me a program. You can't go searching out people to do jobs if you have no money to pay that person. People do not want to hear you talk. They want to make money, you know, simple as that. And so anyway, you know, I got this guy, and things take off. We start moving, find a programmer, start getting this thing worked on. He's like, hey, man, look, Troy, you know, man, I know things kind of rough on you. I know you're on disability, man. Look, let me help you out, you know. But you know, I was, sure. You know, I mean, what are you talking about, you know? He said, well, you know, what would it take to pay the bills up for about a year? And I said, well, it wouldn't take too much because I don't get too much. And he wrote me out a check. Yeah, I just met this man at this time about six, seven weeks, something like that. Wrote me out a check. I don't care the state you out, but it was enough to pay my bills for a year.
$1 billion.
And he financed the game. And I was telling this guy, man, from day one, at that show that day, I said, sir, I almost said his name. I said, sir, we need a contract. I said, look, you know, I'm sure you travel a lot, you know, and because he had told me he was an oil man, you know, and I said, I'm sure you do your fair share of travel. And I said, I don't travel much anymore, but I said, you never know, man. And I said, look, here's my deal. I said, if I die, or if you die, I do not want these games to die with us, with either one of us. I said, my children have everything in writing. It's all done. They wrote everything, the themes, the stories, everything is done on paper. And that's all they need. If something happens to me, is the money to back them up. And I said, we need a contract. That if I die, my children got to fall through with you. If you die, your children got to fall through with me. And then we need a workable contract between you and I about this. You know, yes, indeed. I believe in getting contracts, everything I do. Okay, great. I'm going to get my attorney on it right away. Get her on it. Okay? I won't see him for like 4 weeks or so.
Were your kids going to sign this contract?
Hear me?
Were your kids going to sign this contract?
Well, sure they would. You think they would?
Well, were his kids going to sign this contract?
I don't know. That was going to be his problem. Mm. You know, man, if they would, no. Well, anyway, they didn't. So anyway, I keep telling this man over and over. Every time I see this man, this man's steady. Every time I see him, have him get a couple hundred bucks. Okay. I live on a very small income. Very small. And if somebody had me a couple hundred bucks that I ain't got to pay back until I get my company going, hey, that's a big help, okay? I didn't go around and ask this man for money. I didn't ask this man for no money other than for the games. He offered to loan me money. And he told me, you know, he said, you keep a track of it, I'm going to keep track of it. When you get your company going, you can pay me back. Wonderful. And, you know, I told my brothers, I told my friends, I said, guys, I ain't never had a friend like this, man. He's the best friend I ever had in the world, man. This guy's awesome. I mean, he's wonderful. You know, he's a dream come true for me, you know. I mean, you know, it's here, you know. It's done. God done it. We done it, you know. So we keep working. Fall and fall rolls around. About September, we still ain't got no contract. And I told this man, not maybe every time, every time I seen him, I reminded him, Scott, buddy, we need a contract, man. We need to get that done. Constantly, oh, yeah, I gotta get my lawyer on that. Yeah, I'm gonna get her on it. I'm gonna get my lawyer on that. It's okay.
Shut the fuck up!
Me?
Shut the fuck up!
Well, you have a good night, sir.
That's all it took.
That was the worst story I've ever heard in my life. I'm sure that wasn't very good for the people listening. I thought there would be more back and forth. I could have interrupted him and like asked him questions.
He's
but
that type, Kyle.
I didn't
He's
really want to know anything. And I kept expecting him to stop. Like, the story has to have an end.
Take a breath.
And I'm sure if I gave him long enough, it would have had an end. But holy shit, man.
Back and forth. I could have.
Hey, Crafty Matt.
Hey, damn it, you hung up on him. I was going to have him say a whole bunch of fucking Wolfman Jack.
I didn't hang up on him.
Jesus.
He hung up on me because I played Shut the Fuck Up. I was hoping I would play it while he was talking and he wouldn't quite catch it. And then he'd just keep going like he did with everything else I played. But,
All right. Well, that was the whole reason I was calling, was to have him say a bunch of Wolfman Jack quotes. This is Wolfman Jack playing the top 40.
It was dead on, yeah.
Wolfman Jack.
Man.
Top 40.
Were you burying your fucking face in a pillow?
I was trying to laugh off the microphone. Holy shit. Like I said, I don't know if you heard it because you were probably calling in and on the delay and everything, but I kept expecting there to be I didn't have a plan, but I was going to ask him questions and stuff, but once he started going, he just didn't stop. And I could have tried to stop him and it might not be good for the people listening to the show. Maybe you guys are just like, oh, this is so boring, but it's pretty funny to me just to listen to that.
Oh yeah. Without a breath, yeah. Kyle.
And then I went to this, let's start at my childhood. Like, Jesus Christ, like, what made you decide to go from making animal sounds to making a game? Well, once upon a time, like 50 years ago. About,
like, the first time you made, like, a turkey sound, and I swear to God it sounded like I didn't quite catch the story of when he started making turkey sounds, but it sounded like he, like, choked the life out of a turkey and, like, he enveloped its soul and that's how he made the turkey.
Maybe.
I missed most
of that story.
I was concentrating on just the lack of taking a breath and he just kept going and going.
It all sounded like it happened in the 30s to me, too, or something. Like, I'm picturing this happening a long time ago. Like, he's like, and then I went to a turkey call competition and I met an oil man. What, an oil man? Who the fuck?
He was a fine
man. I met an oil. I'm picturing a guy dressed like Boss Hogg from Dukes of Hazzard.
It's just a world.
They're shaking it. Let's work on this computer game together. And they're picturing like Commodore 64 shit.
A world so secluded.
What do you suppose that he is doing right now?
Right now,
like how he's feeling?
Oh, I bet he feels great. I don't know. He's probably complaining to like his turkey call trophies. Like, man, he's getting me. These people keep calling and saying they're with a radio show, and then they tell me to shut the fuck up. It happens every time.
I couldn't help but think when you get him going, you know, you're playing Flinus and his.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't it great and when I was playing back, that and he starts doing.
You know he's waking people up. Whoever's sleeping.
He starts doing the animal noises.
Why?
He's talking to the Flinus sound.
He doesn't say, what's going on? What kind of show is this?
I think my favorite.
He just keeps going.
Yeah, he wanted no, but he's
so
like.
So anyway.
Oh, anyway. You're with the radio. Are we on right now? Okay, hold on. Hold on, honey. I'm about to do a radio show. Okay, so let me talk nonstop for 50 minutes. What if I had to go to commercial? Troy, I'm going to have to cut you off. That was the worst story I've ever heard in my entire life, and your game idea is shit. I hope all the children of the world start doing drugs just to spite you. We're going to have to go to commercial. We'll be right back. What a fucking cunt.
I just want to call him back.
We should call him once a week and become friends. No, you misunderstood the clip I was playing. It didn't say shut the fuck up. It said, Troy, you're the best. It's difficult over the phone lines. Anyway, let's become best buds. I can't believe how excited he is to talk about it, too, because I told him I found out about it by the Kickstarter, mm-hmm. which has 4 days to go and like all of the funding to do.
Yeah, I wonder if part of him was just yammering on because that's the kind of guy he is, or if he was excited because this could be my link.
This could be it. We still have 4 days. If these guys have a big enough listener base, we could hit that. We could still hit
that. You know that went through his brain.
Maybe. I don't know, but Jesus Christ, man.
Holy shit.
What a fucking lunatic.
And just like I'm talking to you right now, I was talking to God.
Yeah, fuck.
And
I talk to God just like I talk to anybody. It's like an animal talking, you know. They don't think about how they talk. They just do it. That's how I do animal calls, and that's how I talk to God.
And the whole, like, waiting and getting mad, but, you know, it's okay. And then
I found out I was stepping in front of him. I was stepping in front of God, you know. I was meant to wait.
Yeah.
But I was stepping.
Finally, like, I just realized I had to stop taking the lead, you know. And I just waited, and then I met an oil man, and he wanted to fund my game. Yeah. But you know,
Jesus,
wolves come in lamb clothes or some bullshit about the devil. And anyway, so I just basically spoiled the ending of this part of the story. But don't worry, it still lasts another half an hour. Me and Boss Hogg had some contractual disagreements involving me wanting his kids to create my game if he ever dies. I'm going to need you and your whole family to sign this contract. In the case that you ever die, I want the rest of your family to keep funding my game. Mm-hmm. And if I ever die, I want my stupid fucking kids to make the more stupid fucking monkey shit.
Yeah. At some time during the conversation, did you tell him that you have a little 14-year-old boy in Australia that can make sprites and sounds for him?
Oh, I should have hooked him up. I should have hooked him up. They should have teamed up. Flinus knows all about making games, and he knows all about making animal sounds.
No, demon sounds. He makes demon sounds.
No, I meant Troy.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yes. Flinus only knows how to make demon sounds. He's really good at it, but maybe Troy could teach him to make more sounds.
All right. Well, I'm going to get off the line. You hung up on the guy, or he hung up on you.
Yeah.
Call him back.
It's for the best.
How dare you hang up on me, you fucking asshole.
I think I'm going to leave him alone.
It won't go.
Poor old man. Jesus.
All right.
All right.
Take care. Have a good show.
Bye.
Thank you. I can almost smell his furniture from here. You know, I don't know what that means, but Jesus, like that kind of voice, he's got to be like running on like 3 packs a day of smokes, if not now, back in the day.
I love the part
with
where
a voice
he was
like that
talking about a CNC.
Yeah,
you know they had that CNC back in the day where you pull a string and it'd be like, "I'm a cow."
I know
his voice is all fucked up. He's like, "I'm hoarse. I can't do animal noises," but it wasn't even close.
God, I'm a cow.
Flinus and Sarah tried to call in while we were talking to Crafty Matt. If they want to try to call again, they can. I just didn't want to suddenly have, everybody's on the line again. But yeah, so I apologize. I wanted that to go better, but like I thought it was going to be more of an interview and less of a fucking monologue. Holy shit.
Yeah. Not only was it one-sided, but man, you couldn't deter him, you know, through
yeah,
the demon noise.
He clapped
through the song.
When I played the BMO song, when I played the BMO song, he clapped. Yeah. He was like, yay.
Anyways,
that was good. Anyway, back to my oil man. Fleenus, you're on the line. Fleenus, I think you might have muted yourself. Sarah, you're on the line.
Yay.
What up, girl?
What are your thoughts about what just happened?
Oh, God, I was uncontrollably laughing. That guy is just so delirious.
But that voice, man.
Yeah, I missed the beginning when you first called him. Did he say he was, like, hoarse or something?
Yeah, he said his voice was all fucked up and he couldn't do animal calls tonight.
Yeah, but there, Jesus, like, I've never heard a voice that hoarse.
Well, if he's been animal calling all day, I mean,
that might be it.
He already kind of talked like this to begin with. I'm Troy from Troy Toy Software. And then if you're already like that, and then you've been doing animal calls all day, screaming like a turkey, then you get all fucked up and it's worse.
I wish I had like a dry erase board. Cause I wanted you to ask, cause I was curious. He said he won like a world championship.
Well, you could have asked.
Turkey tall.
I told him we were with the radio.
Yeah, that's true. And he made enough money. Maybe I'm fucking this up, but he's like, yeah, I had enough money to live off of for a year. And I'm like, Jesus. This is not only serious shit wherever the fuck he lives. Mississippi. Was that it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Quite catch it.
Yeah.
If anything. But to live off for a year to win a turkey call, God, I don't know where it's so alien to me. It like everything
it's
he
another
fancies.
World. That's why I was picturing like I'm picturing dudes in like straw hats and shit.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole other world you must be living. Like I wouldn't know how to find a turkey calling competition if my life depended on it. Mm-hmm. But this is like day-to-day life for this guy. He's got trophies upon trophies. Like this is there's a whole subset of the population for whom this is a big deal. Turkey calling competitions, pig calling comp. Mm-hmm. I've seen videos on YouTube of people competing in like pig calls.
Yeah.
Like Suey!
Oh yeah.
Suey!
But to call it a world championship, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Are they bringing in people from all over?
They got
no.
tournaments going on, bracket. Oh, yeah. The Japanese pig calling team comes in.
Oh, God. the
Kenyans, for some reason, always win. God. I'm adding Fleenus to the call.
Fleenus.
Fleenus.
Kyle, you are the best man. You played my sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I was going to say, because, yeah, that interview in quotes could have gone a lot better. But, okay, so I played your sound, so of course I'm the best. For anybody who missed last week's episode, that weird squealing sound that I played while we were talking while Troy was talking at us was Fleenus's demon sound from his Itch Hat game he's working on. Speaking of, Fleenus, how's the Itch Hat game coming?
He said he'd have an update by this week.
I've got the interiors of Orion's house done.
Yay! My house is almost done.
Are there guards and everything?
No, not yet.
No guards.
Can you describe it to me?
I figured out how to get rid of the fucking sound whenever you go through a door.
Oh, nice. Did you make an Orion?
No, because Orion isn't in the game yet. He's going to be at the very end.
Oh.
Are you going to base the looks of my character on the old photos on the Facebook?
They're pretty spiky.
I'm going to base them on a photo of you on the about page.
Okay.
It's pretty
fair
accurate.
Enough. Fair enough.
You know, with the awesome looking mohawk.
It's not a mohawk. But that's what okay.
Oh, wait, I forget it. What was it?
It's just spiky hair. Wanted to look, you know, badass on photo day. Picture day. You know. They're purposely...
Those plugs you have are so friggin' cool looking.
Those plugs.
Sarah, what do you think of Felinus's demon sound?
Amazing.
Isn't it?
Is anyone cringing? Or were they cringing while listening to this guy speak? Like, what's Kyle going to say next? Oh, God. I want to hide in a hole. This is getting so bad.
He was talking so fast, I couldn't come up with anything.
I got lost at an interesting part where he was mentioning that rich, that wealthy guy he met.
The oil man.
But he based it on, like, at first on some kind of deer tails. Were these hanging in his house?
Oh, I don't know. I must have missed that part.
I got really lost.
There were large chunks I was not really listening to. Yeah, I know at one point he was like, anybody with doctors, lawyers, priests, I don't know, anybody who had a nice car, I don't remember anything about deer tails.
With a nice car. Hey, how are you doing there? Yeah.
Hey, you got a nice car. I know you don't know me, but listen, I've been sent by God, and I'm really good at making animal noises, and what I'm looking for is somebody, you know, multiple people. You don't have to pitch in all of it yourself, but I'm looking for about $30,000 to make a shitty monkey game. Where are you going?
Yes!
Jesus.
Oh, it could be worse. I saw someone with a Kickstarter. I think it was for like $7,000 to make a game in RPG Maker.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know if this is what you're talking about or not, but I saw a Kickstarter today. It's got 41 hours to go. Maybe less than that now, because that might be what it was when I first loaded the page. It's got 137 backers. They've got pledged $4,871. Their goal, $150,000. And it is an RPG Maker game. It's called So I'm a Dark Lord. It's supposed to be a parody of old school RPGs. That's like what they're calling it. It's called So I'm a Dark Lord, and you're supposed to be the bad guy, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a parody of old... But it's made in RPG Maker. And there are three guys on the team, and they all have game industry experience. But then when you read what their game industry experience is, it's like, I was an intern who worked like quality assurance. Like, it's all administrative shit. Like, I took a lot of conference calls, nothing to do with really making a game.
Not even being affiliated with a company that didn't actually exist, but their friends made up, you know.
And they don't have any kind of artists involved in the project. They're like, once we get the funding, then we'll look for artists.
That's the go-to.
You know, musicians and graphic artists and stuff. So their little Kickstarter video has footage of an RPG Maker game using all the default, built-in graphics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like shit. It looks like what it is. It looks like an RPG Maker game. No wonder nobody fucking backed this thing.
Yeah. And it did enter my mind, you know, wouldn't it be funny if you started a Kickstarter and pretended to make a silly game? But it seems like, and this occurred to me like a second later, that it's the thing to do these days. All the kids are doing it. I have to imagine it just takes one dumb fucking kid sitting in his mom's basement looking for a quick buck, and he'll be like, I'm going to start a Kickstarter. And you could be serious about it.
I know.
But it wouldn't be funny if Kyle did that.
I will start a Kickstarter to get Kyle food.
It's not funny. That's not funny.
You trying to fatten me up, Felinus?
I know. I'll start a Kickstarter for like people to donate money, and I'll buy you a million like Tim Tams.
We don't have Tim Tams over here, Felinus.
What are Tim Tams? Oh,
Crafty Matt is calling back in. All right. Crafty Matt mentioned to me on Twitter the other day that he did not want me to take calls this episode because he is sick of Felinus. Is that why you're calling back in, Crafty Matt? He's on the line, but he's not saying nothing. Did he just, like, butt Skype me?
Crafty Matt! Nothing.
Yep. And he's gone.
But he did say or express his hatred towards Felinus.
Yeah, he said, how about no calls this week? How about just Facebooks and Twitters and stuff like we used to do? But
disrespected his wishes. Oh, he's back again.
This is what happens when you have way too many inputs. So, microphone was plugged into the wrong input.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant when I have way too many inputs, and I wasn't sure what you were getting at.
No, it's Skype just had the wrong input.
Okay.
No, the shows are, you have Fleenus on, you have Sarah on, you had fucking Wolfman Jack on, so.
So the show's already ruined.
You were talking about Kickstarter, and we kind of had a back and forth on Twitter a while back, and I just wanted to bring it up again about that fucking board game that the guy asked for something. He asked for something like $50,000 and raised about $125,000, and then decided, yeah, I'm not going to make the game now. Don't have any more money. I spent it all. And you guys can all go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, that's basically what happens, right?
Well,
you don't.
To be fair,
refund the money.
And the guy's still a douche. But to be fair, he didn't just say go fuck yourselves. He did say that he was going to try to pay everybody back, but that he just didn't have the money to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's be fair. He didn't have the money because he
put it with his personal money and he just blew it all.
He blew it all moving to a new city.
Yeah. No, he's a total douche. He totally fucked everybody over, including himself. But he did say he was going to try to, but he didn't just say fuck everybody.
Well, I have an update to that. And I guess the people Wizards of the Coast or whoever, they have decided to pick up the board game and publish it. So And they're going to publish it for all of the people who backed the Kickstarter. So yay for them. They get their fucking board game now. I guess they bailed this guy out or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that is cool for the people who backed the Kickstarter. I wonder how much of a deal the guy is getting on this.
Probably nothing. We're going to back this guy, or we're going to buy. Well, it's we'll buy your game for next to nothing, and we'll keep you from getting sued.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. that should be what the deal is. If they're giving him if they're going to publish this game beyond giving it to the Kickstarter backers and make money off of it from there, I hope he doesn't get much, if anything, from it.
Yeah. Because, on Kickstarter, legally speaking, all those people, they're corporate investors. He could be guilty of embezzlement. He could be, not just theft, but he could spend time in jail. I sent you that story of that dude who, some dude sued another dude on Kickstarter over $70 and bankrupt the motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
stupid shit.
I do
is feel
that like
possible. Isn't there like a disclaimer? Like, hey, this is you're offering this. You are offering this.
I think the only disclaimer.
You could get fucked.
I think the only disclaimer really on Kickstarter is I think it does say something to the effect of you could get fucked, but I think the only real disclaimer on Kickstarter is one, it's out of our hands after gets funded. Like, it's none of our business.
Yeah. And well, I think there's two disclaimers. One is once it gets funded, it's out of our hands. And two, you have the legal right to sue whoever you're funding should they not make the project.
Mm. Yeah. At Kickstarter, I doubt, even the people, I think usually a person will come through and therefore it just doesn't become an issue. But I bet most people who get funded Kickstarters for shit like a board game or an indie game that they're making, computer game or something like that, I bet they don't handle the money the right way. I bet they don't actually start a company and have an account that's dedicated to the company. I bet they stick it right in their savings and just use it. But it just usually doesn't matter because they end up pulling through.
Well, that's just fucking stupid. They need to keep all that stuff separate of it just for corporate expense. So, Fletus, you should start a Kickstarter for the Itch Hat game.
They're talking about it. I probably should. I could get money to do something in RPG Maker, and dipshits will pay me for it.
Tens of dollars.
And you know he'll follow through, because what else has he got going on?
When you make the video, when you make the Kickstarter video, I specifically want you to say that. I am making a video in RPG Maker, and I want you dipshits to give me money.
Like $1 million.
Yeah, I don't think $1 million is going to quite work, but maybe $1,000.
$2 million. $2 million.
And $1,000 would be the best thing to make an offer.
You know what? Go for $2.5 million.
Yeah.
Because the when you add 0.5, somehow it adds credibility and weight to the amount of money.
Yeah.
If you say $2 million, it's people look at you and say, whatever.
Yeah, you're just around.
When you say Larry Parker gave me $2.5 million, people say, holy shit, he gave you a lot of money.
I don't know who Larry Parker is.
He's that lawyer. He's that fucking lawyer on TV. Well, of course you wouldn't, Flintus. You're in fucking Down Under.
Is this like a local thing? Like, we got a guy around here called Sam Bernstein, who's a lawyer on TV.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, there's a guy, he's an ambulance chaser named Larry H. Parker, and he's been doing shit for like 20, 30 years. I mean, I remember eating my cereal, watching Transformers, and seeing this douchebag on TV. So
it's like our Sam Bernstein.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Sam Bernstein's hilarious. I wish this was a national thing, Sam Bernstein, because
they could share it with them.
When we were kids, this Jewy old man would come on the TV all the time and be like, "I'm Sam Bernstein. Have you slipped and fallen in a cup of coffee? I could get you $1 billion."
Basically.
But then, as he got older, he brought his family in on the business.
All of them.
All of his kids. All of his hideous kids. Came in on the business and all became lawyers. And it's hilarious because they'll go through them one at a time in the commercial, and it'll be like, "Hi, I'm Dopey Bernstein. Hi, I'm Sleepy Bernstein."
Yep.
And then, "Hi, I'm Retarded Bernstein." There's one kid who's retarded.
Yep.
But he's a lawyer. I don't know what his deal actually is. It must just be a physical disability.
But he talks like he's retarded, and like one eye's going the wrong direction.
Yes.
And he has his own commercial segment. Like, just him talking about how great his dad is.
"And I'm Melty Bernstein." Yeah. It's great. I wish it was national.
That's when you know they made it, because they have enough money to blow.
Yeah, dad just doesn't give a fuck anymore. Like, I could get
him his own commercial. He's been begging for years. Fuck it.
Give him the, like, traffic ticket cases.
Yeah.
Oh, Retard Bernstein.
I think he's actually just blind.
Oh, probably.
Oh, that's even worse.
I've mistaken blindness for retardation.
But he plays it off.
Is he like also deaf? Because I swear he talks funny, too.
Yeah.
Blind and
he
deaf.
He talks deaf. He looks melty, but he's also blind. It's not our fault for calling him retarded.
Yeah, it's his fault for being retarded.
Yeah.
To be honest, I wouldn't disagree that blindness is a form of retardation.
Well, yeah, not mental retardation.
14, so your opinion doesn't count.
Yeah, Fleenus.
Hey, Crafty Matt, Kyle said ages ago that if I wanted to talk about something PSP homebrew related, I should talk to you.
I don't think I said that, but somebody did.
Okay. Yeah, okay, sure.
Is it complicated to do it?
No.
It's not?
No.
Is it worth it?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, Steam.
Oh, you want to talk about Steam?
Okay. Honestly, what do you want to know? it's not complicated, and is it worth it? I don't know. What do you want to run on it? If you want to run emulators on it, don't you have a fucking computer for that? I mean,
yes, I want to run emulators on it.
Okay,
because I want to be able to use emulated games whenever I want.
What? Okay, yeah, it's pretty easy. What the fuck are you? Are you masturbating with your mouse?
No, I'm spam clicking.
Exactly. Are you masturbating with your mouse?
No.
I see. Is your mom's not anywhere in the room? You're not imagining her giant...
Whoa. Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, back off. Okay, look.
First of all, you're way out of line.
Okay. I apologize.
Secondly, the romantic family dynamic in Flinus's family doesn't go that way. It's the daughters and the dad. No. It's not the son and the mom. That's a platonic mammary jam that goes on.
I am sure that if you would like to know about PSP emulation, it is long and boring. And just message me on Twitter, and I'll hook you up with where you need to go.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay, what's your Twitter?
Exactly. It's crafty. It's crafty Matt Craft. It's yeah.
Yeah. Is yours the one with the really retarded looking face and the word gentleman?
Oh, that's be fighting words.
What? It's true though.
I'll send you. No, that's me.
Yeah.
No, it's not my Orion. It's not my real face. It's a derpy. It's derpy eyes and gentleman.
I want you guys to fight. I want blood to be shed.
So what part of Australia are you from?
New South Wales.
All right.
The southeastern region.
Come on, man.
I hate this Flinus guy. He's always calling in and ruining everything. Flinus, where are you from?
I want to know more about Flinus.
Okay. You gotta set your bases.
How's your day, Ben?
I'm trying to get Flinus to talk more about himself instead of saying to talk about
Steam?
About
or Fallout 3. Hey, speaking of Fallout 3, are you really excited about this Mad Max game coming out?
What is this?
You haven't heard? There's a Mad Max game coming.
Ooh.
They're taking the show over, Kyle. Let's demon it down a little. Mad Max!
Kyle, jump in anytime.
Fallout 3! Steam!
Flinus. In the Ijak game, you should make bad guys say Steam, but then you like reverse it and pitch it down so it just sounds like a weird sound, but they're really saying Steam.
It would be meats.
Like the zombies in Half-Life.
Yeah, when they're screaming, help me.
Yeah. How awesome is that, though? Like, when you
pretty
reverse
awesome.
Their speech, it's all like,
dear God, help!
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, Flinus. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the coolest thing about... It's one of the cool things about, like, hidden secrets.
Flinus, do they have baking soda in Australia?
Yes.
I am going to blow your fucking mind. What I want you to do is get some clay. They must have that, right? Just clay everywhere. I want you to build a mountain. But I want you to put a hole in the top of it. And I want you to, like, drill the hole down to, like, the bottom, then pour some baking soda in there.
I know what a baking soda volcano is.
I don't...
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Keep going.
I don't think you do. Then you pour vinegar in there, and... Okay, this is the part that's going to blow your mind. It erupts.
Silence.
Yep. Mind blown.
Fucking mind.
Mind blown. I got another one for you, Flinus. You ever heard of cornstarch?
Yes.
Okay. You mix some cornstarch with some water so that it's kind of pasty.
I know what it does. I've done it before. All of this stuff I've done before.
Flinus, I got a new one for you. I want you to take your shoes off and just scuff around on the carpet with your feet. And then I want you to touch your sister.
She's not here.
And
she's
you'll,
not here.
You'll zap her with electric powers.
Well, you don't have to do it right now. Do it when she gets back.
Yeah, do it when she leaves dad's room.
Well, she comes back on the 19th of this month, so that'll be
wild. Yeah, she does.
That's a long time you could be scuffing your feet.
Yeah, man.
Oh, because she's in England.
You could be Electro by the time she's back.
Oh, she went back to the home.
You could be Jamie Foxx. Oh, Jesus, Flinus.
That was my mouth.
Sure it was.
It was.
Well, I got to take a pee, Kyle. I don't know if we should take a break or what, but I'm just informing everyone of my urges.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's take a break. Break.
I'm Sam Bernstein. I really enjoy working with my children. I believe it makes us a better, stronger law firm.
We learn growing up not only to help each other, but to help others also.
We saw that as we grew up in a family of lawyers helping people.
Now, as a family law firm, we treat our clients like family.
It's what we learned growing up.
And it's what we do every day at the Sam Bernstein Law Firm.
Okay, we're back from the break. Flinus was just tapping on something, I think. So we got like everybody on the line. I don't remember who was on. I think it's the same group that was on the line when we went to break. We got Sarah, who is being quiet as usual. Mm-hmm. We got Crafty Matt, and we got Flinus. And Flinus and Crafty Matt have been fighting. Mm-hmm.
Oh, not.
It's been so vicious. Okay, first Flinus said, "Matt, I hope your brain keeps misfiring until it catches on fire and your house burns down and all of your pets that you've ever had in your entire life meet you in the afterlife and point at you and laugh and say, I never loved you." And then I flung
back with, "What kind of parents would have such blasphemous sexual intercourse that God himself would curse their offspring?"
That's not as good as what I would have made up that you said. Jokes, guys. They didn't say anything. They just kind of went, "Hey, Flinus, how are things?"
Mm-hmm.
"Good. How are things with you? PSPs.
Every conversation I have with anybody is
I sent you this Twitter saying, "Can we return to form? Can you go back to the Twitters, the Facebook, and the voicemails?" Not because of hating Flinus or anything like that. It's just you said that, "Well, I got to have my Flinus update." And I said, "He can send you the update via Wallaby or Heifer." Not because I hate Flinus, but just because you can...
Love the callers, but Ozboy is getting down under my skin.
Oh, that was a joke.
Sure was.
Fight.
Just let it out. It's pretend we're Kyle and I are therapists.
Pretend we're not here.
Yeah. Pretend we're not here.
Pretend you're locked in a filthy concrete room, just the two of you and a saw.
Every little thing, just let it out. Because I know the both of them will, in the end, be like, "I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it either. I was just showing off. I just wanted to look cool for my friends."
But there's nothing I can say about Matt that is
Flinus,
bad.
Why did
he
you?
He has a great podcast.
Flinus, you shouldn't start these fights if you're not going to finish them.
Matt, you suck.
Yes, very well. Thank you.
Damn, son.
I bet if they were both sleeveless, shit would have gotten a lot more real.
You know, I am in a wife beater right now.
Sleeveless, unleash.
Fleeless. What the hell is a fleeless?
I said sleeveless.
Flinusless. That's kind of what I was going after.
Oh, the truth comes out.
There we go. There we go. We're warming up. Warming up.
We should go back to, we should do another round of who's more racist.
Oh! Yes.
Well, then I'm definitely...
You're agreeing!
Yeah,
no!
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing it if you're in agreement. Please. Nope, that's not happening.
The last time we did who's more racist, I don't know what happened, but I ended up being a judge.
Yeah, because I completely spaced out. I was too busy with my soundboard that I had made to pay attention to who was going to compete and who was not going to compete.
Yes.
That was a fun thing that we'll never do again.
Oh, great.
That's so fun.
So, you guys, what's up? What's going on, huh?
I'm playing Minecraft.
I think Sarah just likes listening without a delay.
Sarah, what's going on, girl?
quote the raven, nevermore. I'm, sorry, guys, I have to be quiet. I don't want to disturb the spirits. And I don't get really good reception out here in the graveyard.
Pink guys. What? I think she said pink guys. I think she's describing the spirits.
They look like these pink guys, like Pepto-Bismol men.
I can barely hear her.
Sarah, use your outdoor voice.
Outdoor voice? I can't. Everyone in my house is sleeping.
Yeah, everyone in my house is asleep or dead.
Well, I'm the only one in my house, so why aren't you?
Everyone in my house is dead.
Is that better?
I'm the only one who's still alive. I'm the only survivor. Or am I?
She's a ghost.
Who's killing that?
Sarah, are you a ghost?
No, I'm not a ghost.
How do you know?
Because I do.
I'm going to kick this off, Kyle. Fleenus, you were raised on the internet. You homeschooled. Fuck. You don't know humor. You're funny sometimes. Matt, you don't even have the balls to just insult Fleenus. And Sarah, you shouldn't call in the first place because nobody can hear you and everyone's asleep. So why call in the first place? You're all fucking bugging me.
What do you fucking do, Orion?
Oh, I feel better.
At least not a person just sits there going, yeah. Oh,
there we go.
Shit.
All right. What else, Fleenus?
Shit.
What else, Fleenus?
Well,
and at least if I had a kid, I would name him something good.
Oh, shit. Damn, son! Going in for the kill! That's my family, B!
I didn't mean any of that. Just
no! God damn it, you ruined it. Yeah. Fleenus.
Yeah.
You gotta keep stepping it up.
Right. Sarah's sitting there looking like an envelope without an address.
That was good.
Because now I'm picturing an envelope going.
Yeah.
Can't talk too
yeah, like
long.
A like a sock puppet.
Yeah, like a sock puppet.
A little flaps flapper.
Hi everybody. I'm Sarah. I live in a ghost teacup.
Sarah needs her own podcast.
No.
No, I think she does. I think she does. 2 hours of,
hey, everybody, it's late and everyone's asleep. I just wanted to say that sometimes, like, isn't life sad?
For 2 hours?
Well, at least it would be the shortest podcast ever, unlike Fleenus, who can compress the most amount of words into the smallest idea of any man I know.
I don't know. What about Troy from Troy Toys Software?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
That guy is awesome. You need to call him back and have him, like, as a regular co-host.
Yeah, that'll. I'm sure he'll go for it.
If I did my own podcast, why would it be so good, Fleenus?
What?
If I did my own podcast, the Orion Podcast, what would make it so good? Because it'd be so good, right?
Maybe.
Whoa!
Why maybe? I mean...
Yeah, just ignore that.
Social confrontation.
Wow.
Sparked a stroke.
Fleenus, if I...
Fleenus has never been known to use a word that might send the reader to a dictionary.
Zex says the Orion Podcast would be fucked. Orion wouldn't show up to half of his own show. somehow they'd still get recorded good. And go up, though. It'd just be like weird clunking background noises, and occasionally Aldi's mom would walk up to the microphone and go,
"Hello? Have anyone podcast for me?" Okay, bye.
I'm getting killed by I'm getting killed by crows.
Hilarious. I thought you were playing Minecraft.
I'm playing Legend of Grimrock now.
Attention span of a 14-year-old boy.
Have you played Legend of Grimrock?
No,
When Flinus goes outside and like looks at the clouds, do you feel anything?
He's never done it.
What do you mean? Like, look up at the clouds.
What do you mean outside? Outside of what? Flinus, what's this game you're playing? Legend of Grimrock?
Yeah.
That sounds like distilled boredom.
It's a good game.
Where I was going was, you know, when you're a kid and you look up at shit, you could look at anything. But when you look up at the clouds or at the carpet in a waiting room and you start seeing shit,
yeah,
faces, what do you see, Flinus?
I know what he sees.
Yeah.
Steam. Clouds are water vapor.
I mostly just see, like, lights.
Lights? Wow. Flinus is being regularly abducted by aliens.
Like, and if I'm looking at a tree long enough, it looks like a T-Rex.
Oh my god.
Sometimes I just stare up at the clouds, and eventually all I can see are lights. And the next thing I know, my ass hurts. And I've lost a few hours.
Hey aliens, have you...
You guys played Fallout 3?
What's that? Crows. Why are there so many?
Oh my god. Flinus, if your brains were dynamite, there wouldn't be enough to blow your hat off.
Oh, you don't have to be a dick
about it. You old boot.
I'm actually pretty smart.
That one hit home. I fucking
hole in one.
Oh, God. That's one of the worst possible ways to respond to somebody calling you stupid, I think.
What?
I'm actually pretty smart. You guys, I'm actually pretty smart.
I win.
Flinus would be the most popular in prison. Like,
oh, Flinus, never go to prison.
I don't plan on it.
Well, I don't think most people have it in their plans.
Well, it depends if they if they're criminals.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Criminals. So you're all criminals.
So, criminal Dave. What's your 5-year plan? Well, I figure for the first couple years I'll just, you know, rob people and spend that money on tattoos. Then I think the third year I'll start planning some kind of big crime. Maybe like a mass rape or a train robbery. And then that last year I think I'll just go to prison.
I'm getting surrounded by knights. Help me.
Flinus.
Yeah?
Put down the ducky.
What?
You gotta put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone, Flinus.
Is that meant to be a sentence?
You have to...
My guy is dead!
Flinus, you gotta put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone.
Oh no, he's dead! How do I bring him back to life?
Listen up, everybody. We're gonna hear from a dude who is truly cool and very fresh. But he's got a little problem that he wants to lay on us. Come on in, Ernie. Yeah.
What else is going on in your game, Felinas?
I'm a bug, a busy bird, but I want to learn the sax, and I need a helpful word. I always get a silly squeak when I play the blues.
And to keep you cool, I'll teach you how to blow the sax. I think I dig your problem. It's rubber and it quacks. You'll never find the skill you seek till you pay your dues. You gotta put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the ducker alone. You gotta put down the ducky. Put down the ducky.
You listening, Felinas?
Put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone.
It's a metaphor for stop playing your fucking games if you wanna call into the show, you weird little teen.
Okay, fine. I'll pause the game.
I hung up on
him. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Felinas, you got to put down the ducky. So, you two have anything else you want to say?
Guys? That's a no.
All right. See you later, dorks. Okay.
Wow.
It's another good one this week. It's another.
You called it out.
Good one. Orion.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about this, but let's do it anyway. So it was brought to my attention this week, I think by M, that Joe Rogan has a new show on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Called
really?
Chad Beats is Calling In. Chad, I hear nothing. You there?
Is it working?
Yeah. What's up?
Just wanted to tell you about my recent endeavors.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Just got back from a concert. I'm in Baltimore right now.
You just got back from a concert, or you just got back from a surgery? I don't know if it's my connection or yours, but you sound like shit.
Can you not hear me well?
Okay, yeah, you're all right now.
Yeah, it's probably perfect.
You just got back from a concert in Maryland?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Yeah. I'm at BronyCon right now, is the thing I was trying to say.
Oh!
How's it going at BronyCon?
Yeah, fine enough. Lots of people.
You get laid.
And...
You talk to anybody? Or is everybody talking and you're watching and you're like, I should say something like, me too!
I spent like $500 on merchandise because I'm weird.
Jesus Christ. You spent $500?
Yeah.
On
people
pony shit?
People overcharge for that stuff.
People overcharge for that stuff, but I gotta have it. What did you buy?
I bought a sculpture... A couple sculptures, actually, and a lot of prints.
Of what?
And a calendar.
Sculptures of what?
Ponies.
Well, duh. Give me the deets, man.
You're fine. I got an Octavia sculpture and a Chrysalis sculpture.
I know who those are.
Yeah.
Octavia is a gray one with a music thing on her butt.
Yeah.
And Chrysalis is a bug pony evil thing.
What else did you buy?
I bought a lot of posters.
Were these like impulse buys? Like, I'm in line and I'm looking around. They're like, what do you want? And I'm like, oh, that one.
No.
You did it for you. I'm proud of you.
But there were specific artists that I was especially wanting to get from.
Is this the story? This is...
Chad. Come on, man.
What?
I went to BronyCon.
I'm not good at stories, son.
And I just wanted to tell you guys about my recent endeavors. I went to BronyCon, and I bought things. I don't really want to go into it, but I did, and now I'm here.
Good one, Chad. Is that's the story? Yeah. You went to BronyCon and bought stuff?
That calls into the show.
What's that? All right, Chad, I'm going to have to let you go. This is excruciating. Okay?
Goodbye, Chad.
Ugh, goodbye.
What were we talking about?
Jesus Christ, man. I can't catch a break tonight. Joe Rogan. He's a bald fuck, and he has a show on the Sci-Fi Channel called Joe Rogan Questions Everything, which is hilarious, just the concept of it. Because Joe Rogan, he questions everything, but whatever the answer is, he'll fucking buy it.
Yes.
Look at these fucking pictures on this website here. Let me post the website in the chat real quick. Okay, that posted. Okay, so there's like this slideshow kind of thing. Apparently the next episode is called Robo Sapien. Will robots become the new humans? Which, okay, whatever. It's probably talking about transcendentalism, transhumanism. this one I think is hilarious. There's a picture. It says, all the evidence. See all the evidence Joe's gathered in each investigation and decide the truth for yourself. And it's a picture of Joe standing there looking like a total caveman doofus while a scientist does science.
that's what it is.
God damn it.
Can I eat or fuck?
Sorry. Sorry, Joe. This is sulfuric acid. but okay, so must see moments. What's new? Must see moments. Let's click that and see what's going on. There's going to be a video. Hopefully it won't be roboted. And hopefully it'll fucking load. Okay,
there we go.
Here we go.
His name is Nick Begich. He is an Alaska native, and he's been studying HARP for over 2 decades and writing books about the
HARP.
H-A-A-R-P.
It's an array of antennas. That's basically all it is. It's a research station to fuck around with radio frequencies and stuff. That's all it is. But the conspiracy theorists think it can do all kinds of crazy shit, yeah, including control the weather. They think the government has the power to control the weather. So let's see what this is about.
Writing books about the subjects. Some of the things that he has to say are very disturbing.
Sure they are.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Tell me about HARP. It's an array...
A field of antennas. Right
How
now,
many
180.
180.
They're about 60 feet tall, and then they have a cross dipole. That's about 45 feet by 45 feet. And these are located not just in Alaska. Now we have
look at his face
across Canada.
God, look at Joe Rogan's face during all of this.
And the Chinese talking about developing.
Yeah, it's totally.
Should I be terrified?
Absolutely.
And yeah,
should
there
I
we
be
go.
Terrified?
Should I be terrified? Absolutely.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely.
Man.
And look at his fucking face.
For a number of years now, biggest radio frequency transmitter ever developed in the world. Designed initially by the Air Force and Navy. Now it's run by DARPA, which has some of the more dark side of military research for weapons applications.
Nick is now telling me that HARP is being run by DARPA. They're the guys who invent all sorts of crazy weapons that scare the shit out of you when you go online.
Classic. Classic. DARPA. In your own words, could you describe what DARPA is?
Yeah, they're the guys who make all the crazy, scary weapons that scare the shit out of you when you go online.
Fucking Joe Rogan.
He's so UFC. Jesus.
I like Joe Rogan, but he's such a fucking meathead. And he plays at philosophy and science and stuff. Like, I don't. You've probably never listened to his podcast.
I haven't.
But he'll have like what he thinks are these big time intellectuals on, but they're always nuts.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost always just lunatics.
And it'll go on, and he just goes,
Like he'll have a guy on, and it'll be like, I'd like to introduce everyone to esteemed scholar, blah, blah, bullshit. He wrote the book, Ancient Astronauts, Did Aliens Build the Pyramids?
Yep. Yep.
And fascinating, fascinating. You know, there the lost city of Atlantis is a thing I heard of one time. Crazy DARPA HARP. Oh, and I guess
when you go online, and now they have the power to manipulate the weather.
Yep, yes, they do, Joe.
What it's doing is it's literally heating up the ionosphere, which is about 30 miles above the Earth's surface. And then it pushes it out. So what happens then is the pressure systems in that region change, and jet streams moving in that area create a huge downstream effect, and one that cannot be accurately predicted.
This is how the government did Katrina.
Predicting something in one part of the world could potentially affect something on the other side.
Yes. So you may solve a weather anomaly in one place.
It's like they're talking to a little kid.
Uncontrollable. With electromagnetic waves, we could affect earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and weather. And to trigger an earthquake, you basically have energy tied up in a fault zone. But if you could create a resonance signal that allowed that energy to release...
Sure, a resonance signal.
...at a specific time at a specific place, you could then direct it as a weapon.
Wow. Wow. Can you just go back to horses and bows and arrows?
Fucking Christ. I can't do it. I'm not in the right mood. But God damn it, Joe. This is such total bullshit. It's a field of radio antennas,
but they could use them to create any place on the planet to focus a resonant signal and cause an earthquake.
Wow.
Man, my head is so bald.
I can't believe it.
So the bad guys are the government. Absolutely.
That makes life so much more exciting.
They want everything to be, like, destroyed.
Yeah.
Via earthquake and severe weather. Absolutely.
Yep.
But they live on this planet as well.
Yeah, but they're reptilians. they're secret lizards who actually live in a different plane of reality. They're from another dimension. So it doesn't affect them.
God damn.
Oh, I just remembered another, just coincidentally, talking about reptilian aliens from another dimension who don't care if the world is destroyed. I just remembered a thing from Pacific Rim that I thought was dumb. And it's not dumb because it's, like, impossible or anything. It's just dumb because, like, of course, like, way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the big monster alien things, they used to come to Earth. They were scouting it out.
Mm-hmm.
When the dinosaurs were around, they came, they killed all the dinosaurs. So that's how the dinosaurs died. It wasn't a meteor or an asteroid or whatever. It was alien monsters killed the dinosaurs. And they hung around long enough to kill the dinosaurs. But then they were like, ugh, this atmosphere is too uncomfortable. So they left. And they didn't come back until humans had polluted the atmosphere. We've polluted the atmosphere so bad, we didn't know we were doing it, but we made it perfect for the evil alien monsters. Oh!
The smogs.
We are the key to our own demise. Hilarious, Pacific Rim. Oh, suck my dick.
God.
What a pathetic part of the story. Anyway. I don't know, man. I think I'm done.
Me too.
I think I'm done.
Nowhere to go from here.
Joe Rogan is a fucking dope. Troy from Troy Toy Software is a fucking dope.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's a fucking dope. Chad Beats is a fucking dope.
Yeah. Jesus.
I went to BronyCon, guys. Now I'm just going to kind of sit here and make weird noises. Yeah, and he was so, like, depressed about it. Like, I think that's just Chad Beats, but... But, like, hey, guys, I wanted to tell you this story. Okay, what happened? Well, like it's like pulling teeth. Like, you called! You called to tell the story! It wasn't my idea! I didn't say, Chad Beats, could you please call in and bail out the show? I really need somebody to call in and say a thing.
I guess I'll do it. I am Chad Beats.
What a fucking furry old Eeyore. I think Eeyore should be your fursona. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. As usual, you can email me at kyle@iJustHadATerribleGuy.biz.
Don't even email me. I'm disappointed in all of you.
I'm disappointed in the whole wide world. You can leave us a voicemail, but why bother? So I won't even tell you how to do it. You can go to our forums. And post things there. You can check out the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/idchat and twitter.com/idchat.
Spreadshirt.
Yeah, you can buy shirts. You can send us money.
Donate.
I don't know,
that's
man.
That's it. Let's get the fuck out of here. Thanks
Where's
for listening,
my
guys.
Gun? I'm killing myself.
We'll check you next week.
Oh, last week was such a nice show. Word. So tell a little story.
I was at work. and there was a young mother, and she wanted to...
Stop pausing so much.
There was a young mother, and she wanted to tell me about a coffee maker that she was using at the time, and I can't do it, man.
Faster!
There was a young mother telling me about a coffee maker at the time, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I was drinking an ice in a mountain now, and the Kickstarter Mountain Dew can in my table is laughing in me.
Okay. You need to say more things.
What else can I say?
Tell a little story. Tell a story about a ghost.
There was a little ghost. Once upon a time, there was a little ghost. Once upon a time, there was a little ghost, and it was floating around, and nobody knew it existed until it showed up one day, and everybody was like, holy shit, I can't believe it. Oh my god, it's a ghost, but it's a little ghost. I can't do it.
Okay. All right. So that was
That's a thing. I love it.
So that's the speech jammer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the speech jammer.